That's Europe and Australia.
What about Los Angeles? Encino. That's where I spent like 7 of the last 10 years.
Crescenta Valley.
Those are all high.
Yeah. Santa Clarita, some PFHX level is crazy. So maybe you're getting your water from Santa Clarita.
Wow.
There's a calculator that could give you what an estimate in your blood serum is. What we can try to do now is put that up in the calculator, see if you get something close to what you have if you want.
Sure.
PFHXS. So a typical value for an adult is 1 part per billion, and then the Santa Clarita water is around 37 parts per trillion.
If you look after like 10 years?
So after roughly 10 years of exposure, you would have 6.85 parts per billion in your blood. And then I can tell you that you are at 684.
That would explain things. Now, I can't say for sure where my drinking water was coming from. But if I was consistently drinking water contaminated at similar levels, then that would explain my results. But if you're worried about your own water, you should contact your provider directly for the most relevant information. It's concerning just how unregulated drinking water has been.
It was actually only a year ago, in April 2024, that the US EPA finally set legal limits for PFAS in drinking water.
The safe level for PFOA went down from DuPont's initial 1 part per billion to 4 parts per trillion.
So we're no longer talking about 1 drop of PFOA in 20 of these tanks. We're talking about 1 drop in 5,000. That's 5 Olympic-sized swimming pools. And if there's even a drop of PFOA in there, the EPA is concerned.
The same 4 parts per trillion limit was also set for PFOS, the sister chemical. And Gen X went down from the 70,000 parts per trillion initially proposed by Chemours to just 10. The same goes for PFHXS. For reference, the EPA's limit for lead in water is 10,000 parts per trillion, and for cyanide, 200,000.
It gives you a pretty clear indication of how concerned the scientific community is.
Wir haben, denken wir an letzte Woche, hat das auch wieder anders gemacht, als wir es besprochen haben. Da ist keine Gehaltserhöhung drin. Ich zahle dem jetzt nicht noch mehr Geld.
Ja, ich kann es verstehen, aber ich glaube, du weißt, wir brauchen den Geld.
Hast du auch manchmal das Gefühl, ein Angestellter in deinem eigenen Unternehmen zu sein, weil jeden Tag irgendwelche Aufgaben an dir kleben bleiben?
And just when we got EPA limits, we got a new administration in the US, which might be reversing some of the PFAS bans. So you can't always depend on the regulators, and you seemingly can't depend on the companies that make this stuff to dispose of it safely. So what can you do?
If your water is contaminated, you might want to consider getting a PFAS-certified filter. Reverse osmosis, granulated active carbon, and ion exchange filters are all capable of removing PFAS out of drinking water. But the responsibility to filter drinking water shouldn't come down to the individual. PFAS should be captured at the source during manufacturing before they ever reach the environment. And some companies, like Purefinity, are developing custom filters to make that happen.
So, very lab-looking lab.
Exactly, yeah. So could you walk me through like, what all these pipes do and what do you have in here?